to discuss their belief in this. We have online to us now Pete Svaria. He's from the Flat Earth Society, and I believe Pete is in Hong Kong tonight, so let's see if we can connect digitally with him. Pete, are you there? London calling Hong Kong.
I am here, and I can hear you just fine.
That's a fabulous connection. That's better than we get from around the corner.
Fantastic.
You are a flat earther. We've already had one tweet from the Flat Earth Society saying that you're going to be on tonight telling all of the followers of this. How do you react when newspapers like the Daily Express refer to you and those who attended this conference as fanatics?
Well, to be quite honest, Howard, it is a question of we are currently in an environment where any views that are viewed as controversial are viewed as something that is to be dismissed. So, to be quite honest, if someone sees, haha, look at these wackos, we still embrace that, because what it means is we invite people to look at what we have to say. And I think that by itself is a very powerful thing indeed. It means that we encourage people to look at what the Flat Earth Society has to say through their own eyes rather than through the vision of the media that they may want to push.
But you believe, I guess it's a little bit like the Truman Show, you believe that this Earth that we live on is flat. And has
yes.
edges to it and borders. There's ice all around the edges of it. And it's not like we've been told it is. But yet we've been into space. We've been to the moon. We've looked back at this ball hanging there. How can the Earth be flat when we've seen that?
Right. Well, the edges and the ice, that is something that people very much like to think that is what we believe in. What the Flat Earth Society actually does is it concerns itself with what is the shape of the known Earth, which is the continents as we know them, regardless of your idea about what the shape of the Earth is. We actually make no statement about what may or may not lie beyond. So the question of whether or not there is an edge to the Earth or whether or not it is infinite or anything like that, that is not what the Flat Earth Society is pushing. What we are saying is the shape of the known Earth is a flat plane. And as it stands right now, we are not making any suggestions about what may or may not be beyond that.
Okay. Where does that leave us with space research, going to Mars, looking beyond Mars using radio telescopes? I don't understand where that puts us then.
I would ask the question, and I am deliberately leaving it unanswered, of how much have we actually seen of what NASA or other space organizations have seen of the Earth from space. I would suggest that it isn't quite as much as people like to think.
Do you believe there's a cover-up?
Cover-up may be too big of a word, but yes, essentially, yes.
And let's just explain what we think is being covered up, what you think is being covered up. The fact that the
right.
Earth is a flat plane and all of the continents are arrayed all on the same, literally on the same plane. They're all lying flat there like a tabletop.
Right. So when we get this question quite a lot, actually. So normally we're approached with the question of, you know, so what is the flat Earth conspiracy? What is the round Earth conspiracy? Why do people claim that the Earth is round when it isn't? We do not believe anyone is sincerely trying to lie about the shape of the Earth. What we believe is that the idea that we have traveled to space and that we have seen anything from the perspective of, say, the moon or Mars or anything like that, that has been faked. But we do not believe that anyone is lying about the Earth being round. What we suggest is, because it is the predominant belief that the Earth is round, people assume that that must be the case. Therefore, any image that they produce of the Earth as seen from space will depict the Earth as being round. Therefore, our suggestion is that what these organizations say when they say that the Earth is round and they've seen it from space is not that they are trying to cover up the shape. They are merely mistaken.
All right. And how does the Apollo mission to the moon, Apollo 11, where we landed on the moon for the first time and pointed the camera back at the Earth, and there it is, a big ball in the cosmos.
I guess if you ignore the very obvious air bubbles, then it does look very convincing, but it takes not much more than a brief look at the footage to see that it doesn't look quite as convincing as it might.
There are people who say that if you look out to the horizon, you can see further than you should if the Earth wasn't flat, if you know what I'm saying. You can actually see, when I was a kid, for example, I grew up in Liverpool, and on a very, very clear day, you could actually see part of Anglesey. Now, Anglesey from Liverpool is about 100 miles or so, maybe 85, maybe 90 miles, somewhere around. Somebody will disagree with me, but it's a long, long way. And if there was a horizon that that bent, in other words, if the Earth was round in that way and it there was a curvature there, I always used to think, well, I don't think we should be able to see Anglesey, and yet we can.
No, absolutely. And this is what is, at least within the Flat Earth Society's rings, referred to as the Bishop Experiment. So the idea is very similar to what you're describing. It is more American-centric. I hope you're fine with that. But it describes the experiment in which one of the most prominent flat earthers in history, Tom Bishop, has looked across the Monterey Bay in California. And the expectations would be that you would see, you know, quite a substantial body of water covering your eyes from being able to see the opposite end of the bay from one of them. But what ends up happening, in fact, when you employ a powerful telescope, is that you can very clearly see people playing on the other end of the beach. So to us, that seems to be conclusive evidence that if the Earth were curving at the rate that it's supposed to be, you wouldn't be able to see that. So either the Earth isn't round, or at the very least, it is quite substantially bigger than what is claimed.
Well, as Jeremy Clarkson used to say on television here, on that bombshell, can you just hold that thought for a second? I've got a question for you from a caller to us from the London area. His name is Lawrence. Lawrence, if you're listening, stay right there. I'm going to put you on to Pete's Farrier, and we'll ask the question that you want to get asked about the flat Earth. There are people. Is it a growing number of people, Pete?
I would say so, yes.
Okay. Well, growing number of people who believe, contrary to what science has told us for a very, very long time, that the Earth is in fact flat. More of this here on The Unexplained, the only kind of show where you hear this sort of stuff, coming next. Stay here. You won't want to go anywhere anyway.
Talk Radio. We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Buckle up for an unmissable radio road trip on Talk Radio with the DVLA. Tomorrow morning from 10, join Julia Hartley Brewer for Full Throttle Current Affairs Opinion That's Never Low Profile. It's Destination Die Hard Debate with the presenter who really doesn't give a truck. Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio with the DVLA. The DVLA can always spot an untaxed car, tax it or lose it. Go to gov.uk/DVLA/taxit now.
Izzy?
Mark, hi.
They want 1,000 of the red dress, 50 now, with pictures.
That's wonderful, but not sure I've got 50 in stock. I'll get car on conference. Mark?
Yeah?
We've got them. Uploading the pictures now. You got your tablet?
Yeah, looking now. Want to do more in less time? Unified Communications joins up your landlines, mobiles and tablets to improve customer service. The future is exciting. Ready? Search Vodafone Business. Terms and conditions apply.
At DFS, Autumn Winter Collection sofas are up to half price and many are guaranteed to be delivered before Christmas. Better be quick though. Selected sofas end soon. DFS.
Drive a new Jeep Renegade right now and fuel your adventures. Wherever they take you. With £1,000 of free fuel plus £2,000 deposit contribution available on a Jeep Renegade. Find out more now at jeep.co.uk.
PCP sales until December 31st, 2017. Representative 4.2% APR. Minimum 14% customer deposit. 10,000 miles per annum subject to status. Jeep Financial Services. Free fuel T's and C's at jeepfuelyouradventure.co.uk.
At Autoglass, we know you want a hassle-free chip repair. That's why we work with most insurers, so there's no need to call them. Book with us direct and we'll manage all the paperwork for you. Easy.
So don't let it crack. Book online at autoglass.co.uk today.
Autoglass repair. Autoglass replace.
Ain't nobody loves me better than you.
Our
Our expert TUI team is on hand to look after every little detail of your holiday. From planning your dream trip to helping you make the most of your time away. At TUI, we cross the T's, dot the I's and put you in the middle. Go online, download our app or visit your local TUI store. TUI, discover your smile. At all protected.
That moment when you're listening to your friend and checking your phone, then suddenly have no idea what they're talking about. Or that moment when you're using the camera to check your hair and walk into a lamppost. Or what about that moment when you're driving and check your messages and don't notice that pedestrian? If you look at your phone for a couple of seconds at 30 miles per hour, you miss 100 feet of road. Don't have that moment. Think. Put your phone away.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes on Talk Radio.
Pete Svarier is here. He's from the Flat Earth Society. There's been a big Flat Earth conference near Raleigh, North Carolina over these last few days. I think it's still ongoing. Pete, why aren't you there, by the way? You're in Hong Kong tonight. Why haven't you gone to the conference?
I was unable to. Unfortunately, plane tickets are quite expensive. There is also the side aspect that the Flat Earth Society is not particularly popular with the side of the Flat Earth movement that was organizing that conference. While a few of our members were present, we were not particularly public about
okay,
the fact
so
that...
Okay, so what, there are splits and schisms in the movement then?
Oh, absolutely. You have to bear in mind that this is a movement that is responding to a repression of a certain level of knowledge. So, of course, there is a large extent of mistrust and a large extent of doubt about anyone else who gets involved. It is kind of a question of question everybody, trust nobody. So you have multiple Flat Earth groups who believe that the Flat Earth Society is not to be trusted. And while we try to provide them with all the respect we can provide, we simply happen to be at an impasse and we disagree.
Okay. I want to put a caller on to you. Lawrence, thank you very much for waiting. Lawrence, you are on Talk Radio. Lawrence is in the London area. Lawrence, meet Pete. What do you want to ask, Lawrence?
Hello. Just a very simple question. I mean, this is far more mundane sort of explanation for all this. What about International Dateline? That doesn't exist, I suppose, according to the Flat Earth Society.
I'm really sorry. I heard. Is this a question about what's going on with the International Space Station?
No, Lawrence thinks there can't be an international dateline. You know that when you fly consistently east or west, you get to a point at which the day changes. It you move forward or back in time, but you move the calendar. If the Earth is flat, that can't be, or can it?
I would say that it absolutely can if you I don't know whether that's okay, but if you look at our FAQ at faq.tfes.org, we provide an image of a map of what we propose the Flat Earth looks like, and how the sun and moon move above it. The convention of how we represent time and how we represent dates is very much a human concept. So obviously there is going to be a line at some point within the solar cycle that represents where one day ends and the next day starts. Where we agree that line is very much arbitrary, and we've agreed for it to be, you know, somewhere in the Pacific. But it very much makes sense that you would follow up with what is already conventional and with what is already a representation of human time to carry on consistently with how we refer to concepts. I do not actually see where there would be a problem with that.
Okay, Lawrence, what do you think of what you heard?
If you carry on flying or sailing in one direction, you will end up in the same place if you go on long enough. I mean, that's fairly straightforward, surely. I'm not sure, forgive me if this is a bit of a wind-up.
Pete, you must get accused of that all the time. In other words, are you having a joke with the world's population here?
Are we having a joke? No, I would say no. It is indeed a question that we get asked quite often. And in fact, this is, I believe, question number one of our FAQ. If you give me just one moment, I will navigate to it on my web browser.
You see, as Lawrence said, and Lawrence, thank you for your call, you know, if you get in a plane and you fly east or west,
yes,
if the Earth is flat, you're going to hit a wall or something, aren't you, at some point? You
won't... No, not at all. Not at all. So the concept of east and west, as round Earthers often think of in terms of a flat Earth, is that you would fly in a straight line. And what round Earthers often miss when they think about that is, if you got on a plane, so let us for a moment assume that the Earth is round, and this is not a belief that I hold, but let's for a moment assume that that is the case. If you got on a plane and if you flew in a perfectly straight line, you would fly straight off the face of the Earth and into outer space, because you wouldn't curve together with the Earth. Similarly, in a flat Earth scenario, if you flew in a perfectly straight line, yes, you would fly straight into the ice wall and then out into outer space, but you would not follow the east-west line. So if you were to fly west, you would be flying in a circle around the center of the Earth, very much as you would on a round Earth.
So in other words, rather than going around a ball, you're going round and round like some kind of fairground ride. Is that what you're saying? Around this flat
Earth? Yeah, absolutely. You would be flying around the North Pole.
Well, surely pilots know this then. Why haven't they blown the whistle and told the world that the Earth is not what it appears to be?
I would say two things. First of all, people have blown the whistle and they have been laughed away, and they have been told that they are not to be taken seriously. But even if you ignore that fact, we are relying on navigational tools, most of them relying upon compasses, which default to your location relative to the North Pole. So effectively, what you're looking at is you're looking at tools which do not provide you with a conclusive distinction between the flat Earth and round Earth model. You are looking at something that could tell you that either is correct.
Mm. We've got a few emailers, tweeters rather. Jason says, flat Earth guy is mad, but is loving listening to you, but thinks you're mad. Another listener, Sean, says, you know, it's all rubbish. Basically, you're talking lies. Why am I putting you on the radio? Well, because of the response, I think, that we're getting to this. Michael Carbonaro says, here's a legitimate question for your guest, Pete. And Pete, thank you for fielding all these questions, but why not prove this by walking to the end of the Earth and saying, look, everyone, it just drops off from here. We were right. There's the cliff. Take a picture, put it on Instagram, and then you've settled the debate. Now, if I suppose what you would say, but you can tell me better, is if it works for people in the same way that it works for planes, you're going round and round and round in a circle. It's just you're going round in a circle on a flat plane.
Well, my very first question, and this is it's really funny, because I happen to run our Twitter account, and when we get these questions, when people say, you know, can you show us the edge, my response is, what makes you think that there is an edge? What the flat Earth society is about is the shape of the known Earth. So that is anything that goes down to the South Pole, but nothing beyond that. So you have a wide range of varying beliefs on what lies beyond the South Pole. We tend not to choose a particular position because we are trying to unite flat Earthers around a certain view, which is that the Earth that we know is flat.
But what happens when you've gone beyond the South Pole? You've got to be able to answer that one, otherwise you don't have a theory, do you?
No, absolutely not. We do not believe that we should have to be able to answer what lies beyond the South Pole, in the same way that you currently have people who discuss whether or not there is intelligent life outside of Earth.
But isn't that almost like saying that me, Howard Hughes, I'm the most intelligent man on Earth, but I don't have to tell you why?
No, not quite. You may be the most intelligent man on Earth that you know, and it may be that you have compared yourself to every other man that you are aware of, but there may be a man outside there, perhaps myself, although I hope not, who may be more intelligent than yourself. What we are saying is that the extent of the Earth that we know, which is if you pull any political map of the Earth, that's roughly what you're going to see, that area of the Earth is flat.
What, this may seem like a silly question, and I do apologize for asking this if it is a silly question to you. But
you are forgiven in advance.
What about what we call aliens and creatures from outer space and flying saucers that pursue aircraft? I was watching a great documentary only last night, The Unexplained Files, on a TV channel. I was fascinated by it. It was just right up my street. There have been military planes that have been shadowed by strange craft. If you believe what these people were saying last night, there have been NASA missions that have been shadowed by strange craft, possibly from another civilization somewhere. If the Earth is flat, where are they coming from?
I would say, personally, and I am not saying this to lessen the experiences of anyone else who may have spoken to you, that I have seen, to date, no evidence of there being extraterrestrial life. Now, it is perfectly possible that I am simply wrong. It is perfectly possible that I am completely nuts, and actually, the Earth is round and also aliens exist, and many other things. I am not going to deny that possibility because, honestly, I am not in the position to decide that. To date, I have not seen any evidence of extraterrestrial life, and while I remain open to being shown that evidence and while I remain open to being explained that I am wrong, right now I couldn't be able to comment about where people from outer space may be coming from.
All right. Now, one of our tweeters here raises a fascinating question, and I'm glad you did, Neil. Thank you. What about the moon? You know, I can step out of this building tonight. It's a fairly clear sky. Look up, and I can see the moon illuminated quite nicely.
Yeah.
It's round.
Certainly.
So you're quite cool with that?
Absolutely.
We're flat, and everything else may be round.
Well, I mean, if you give me a moment, I'm going to just get to my window and open up my curtains. I can just about see the moon from where I am. Yeah, it looks fairly round.
Okay, but it is and we're not. Right, and that may right. Okay. Question from Pete, who texted in from Standish, which is, I think, near Wigan, isn't it? My kind of area. He says the Earth is curved. Depending on your elevation, you can see X miles to the horizon. I have taken photos, says Pete from Standish, of ships beyond the horizon, and only the bridge funnels and masts are visible. How can you explain that? In other words, as the ship gets further away, you can see progressively less of it.
Have you tried looking at it through a telescope?
Pete, let me know, have you? But what should happen then if you try looking? Did it keep its integrity? I've seen things disappear, I have to say.
If you look through a telescope at a faraway ship, so obviously what Pete is hinting at here is if you look at a ship disappearing into the horizon, it will disappear bottom first. Now, what is absolutely fascinating and what is the probably best proof of a flat Earth theory that is available right there, is if you look for a telescope, you will see a partial recovery of the bottom of the ship. And that is because when you perceive the disappearance of the ship, you are not seeing it hide behind a hypothetical curvature of the Earth. What you see is an explanation of the most simple laws of perspective.
Right. So this means that every mariner, every sea captain knows the truth of this.
I would suspect every mariner and every sea captain is able to confirm what I am saying right now. I wouldn't go as far as to say that they must be aware that the Earth must be flat, because they are exposed to so much misinformation about the world that surrounds them that they might not necessarily realize. But I am absolutely adamant that anyone who wants to can right now go into their most local charity shop, buy a 20 quid telescope, look across the sea, and see exactly what we're saying they would see.
We have a program in this country for kids called Blue Peter. They do experiments on it. I feel like I'm auditioning here to be a Blue Peter host. I've got a piece of white paper, A4 size, that I'm holding up here. Above my head, is one of a number of rather attractively positioned lights. Now, if we imagine that one of those lights, this one here that I'm pointing to, you can't see me, but just imagine it, is the sun.
Certainly.
Now, that light is illuminating this piece of paper edge to edge.
Certainly.
No section of this paper is illuminated any less than any other.
Certainly.
If the Earth is flat and the sun is up there, then everywhere will be light all the time.
So you're holding an A4 paper and you're holding a source of light.
Yeah.
How far from the piece of paper is your source of light?
About 2 meters.
What would happen if you made it, say, a third of a meter?
Well, it's equally illuminated, but just a bit more brightly.
Okay, what would happen if you made it a tenth of a meter?
One part of it will be illuminated. So are you saying that the sun is much closer than we thought it was?
Oh, absolutely.
My God, there's more to this than meets the eye. Much more. How far away is the sun?
The sun is approximately 3,000 miles away from the Earth.
But we should all be burning then.
Oh, no, because it's 32 miles across.
So the sun is much smaller than we think it is.
Oh, absolutely.
Can you prove that?
I can indeed. If you look at the magnification of sunlight at sunset, so effectively, if you were looking at sunset compared to how the sun looks during the day, you should see a diminish in size, but it does not. And that is because it does not go quite as far away from you as you think it does.
Okay, I've been told that that's some kind of distorting effect of the atmosphere, but I hear what you say. Solar eclipse. How could we can't have, if the sun is that close to us? I'm starting to get a headache now. But if the sun is that close to us, then solar eclipses can't happen, can they? Unless the moon is really, really close to us.
If I may start by saying that the word atmosphere is maybe a little bit out there. You are indeed implying that it is a sphere. I would perhaps prefer to refer to it as an astroplane. Mm-hmm. I would say yes, the sun is quite a lot closer than the moon is quite a lot closer to us than the sun is. I think that is not a controversial statement, regardless of what you think the shape of the Earth might be.
And is that why when we had a mission to the moon, a NASA mission to the moon, assuming you think those happened, we got there much more quickly than people might have assumed?
I would say that the assumption is perhaps slightly flawed.
Meaning?
Meaning that I am not entirely convinced that Alderaan was as peaceful a planet as one may say.
Okay, and Pete, the guy who asked the question about the ships and only being able to see part of them when they reached the horizon, he said he used a telescope. His tweet has just disappeared here. Oh, I'm confused.
Certainly.
He used a strong zoom lens, which is the same as looking through a telescope. So, you know, he saw what he saw. Michigander in the US, one of our regular listeners, says the sun is definitively 32 miles across and 3,000 miles away.
I am very glad that at least one of our viewers is able to confirm that. I would say that I am not in a position to question what anyone has seen. I think I would be absolutely insane to say you haven't seen what you think you've seen. The Flat Earth Society's primary mission is to encourage people to look for the evidence themselves. If anyone out there has seen something that they feel proves us completely wrong and they think we are completely insane and, you know, they have reviewed the evidence, they are completely convinced we are completely wrong, that's fantastic, we've done our job. I would say, if you believe that you've looked through a telescope across an expanse of water and you haven't seen a disappearing ship, restore, perhaps try again. We've done it quite a few times. We are quite convinced. Nonetheless, if anyone has evidence to the contrary, we are very open to seeing it. We would very much like to see it because, as much as we call ourselves the Flat Earth Society, we are not here to we are not here to spread dogma. We are here to evaluate views for ourselves. So
And how does it feel to be a flat earther, Pete? Because it is not exactly the most popular viewpoint on the planet, on this flat planet.
Again, there is the word planet. I'm glad you've added the word flat. I have in the past been assaulted for my views, which is perhaps why I am slightly more reluctant to reveal my entire image these days. There are two groups of people. Mm-hmm. No, there are three groups of people. There is the group of people who don't give a damn, and they think, you know, whatever, you think the earth is flat, I disagree with you, I think you're a little bit silly, and they move on with their daily lives, and we honestly can be friends for the most part, because we just won't mention the subject.
And I guess there are people who vehemently agree and vehemently disagree. I keep hearing from both.
Absolutely. So there are the people who vehemently agree, there are people who vehemently disagree to the point of being quite violent. I think in the end, this is kind of why I said, you know, if you disagree with us and if you think that we are completely crazy, we have still done our job because you've looked at it. I think this is what the Flat Earth Society is really about.
So you think it's all about asking the question?
Absolutely. I think...
Our listener, I'm sorry for interrupting, but our time is very short now. I've got to take some commercials really soon. But Marty, regular listener, nice to hear from you, Marty, says, we've all seen the space station pass over. So if we believe what you say, it's got to do a U-turn and come back again.
I don't immediately see why it would. It's flying around in a circle.
Right, so everything, so whether it's you, me, whether it's a plane, whether it's a ship, everything's going round in a circle, rather like it's swirling round those old-fashioned washing-up bowls we used to have in some of us who lived the kind of life that I lived.
You know,
we didn't have loads of money. Plastic washing-up bowl. Everything goes round in a circle round the edge of the washing-up bowl.
In all honesty,
that's how it is, isn't it?
Well, regardless of the shape of the Earth, that's the case, isn't it? If the Earth were round, and again, I do not necessarily agree with that statement, but if the Earth were round, you would still have the ISS, any of the satellites, anything else that flies around the Earth, swirling around in a circle. I do not see why making the Earth flat suddenly makes that a controversial statement.
It makes it an unusual statement, I think. And sadly,
absolutely,
we're out of time now. One final question. You've only got about 30 seconds to answer it, not even that. So I'm sorry for not giving you much time. What do you want to happen?
What I want is I want a society of people who think for themselves. Whether or not they agree with me or whether or not they agree with our society about what the shape of the Earth is, that's fine. If you think we're wrong, if you think we're crazy, fine. What I want you to do is I want you to stop listening to what you're being told. I want you to stop listening to things that you're being told are true by default.
And listen to you.
No, absolutely not. Do not believe a single word I said. Every single word I said right now could be a complete and patent lie. What I want you to do is I want you to listen to what I said, mm-hmm, listen to what the opponents may have said,
and make your mind
up. Your own mind.
Okay, Heady.
What I would like you to do is go to tfes.org, mm-hmm, listen to what we say, and if you think we're crazy, tell us.
And make a decision. And I've looked at that site, and that's why you're on here tonight. Heady, who is a scientist, finally, just says you're doing what you're doing because you want to feel special.
Oh, absolutely not. I would say, first of all, We avoid any avenues of people contacting us. We avoid any way of revealing our identity.
I have to say, it was very difficult. I've been trying to get a flat earther on either my podcast or this radio show for ages, so I was amazed when my new producer, Cass, actually managed it.
Well, exactly. That's the thing, is that whenever we are approached by people who believe that the Earth is round, they think that we do it to feel special. We do it to maybe make money or anything like that. It is absolutely nothing of that. In fact, what we do is we hide, because whenever you hear, oh, you know, this guy is a flat earther, that is the absolute prime way of singling someone out. That is the prime way of making them feel bad about themselves. So for the most part, people hide.
Well,
it is the complete opposite of feeling special. It is feeling persecuted.
Wow. Well, Pete, Good luck. That's all I can say, really. I found it fascinating. A lot of people are disagreeing with you, I have to say, but then you're quite used to that. Give us that Absolutely. Website again, because we've got to go. What's that website?
It is tfes.org. That stands for the Flat Earth Society.org.
Well, thank you very much for being the first flat earther to want to come on the radio or a platform with me and discuss this. You know, fair play to you and thank you very much. Have a good day or night or whatever it is where you are in your particular part of this flat earth.
Thank you so much for having me.
Pete Farrier in Hong Kong tonight from the Flat Earth Society. Your views on this, always welcome. Go to my website, theunexplained.tv. You can tell me from there. This show could only be called The Unexplained. I could only be Howard Hughes. Both of those things, I believe, are true. Across the UK, online.